Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Clint Hahnkamp. Father Clint lives in Chicago, Illinois, and his preaching today is entitled, The Cost of Consciousness.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. The Gospel of the Lord. This small passage from today's Gospel really shows us a moment of conversion in the life of Peter. Go back and read the whole Gospel that we have to reflect over today, because it provides important context for our understanding. Here we see Peter experiencing great conversion, which calls him to a great action. Peter saw this. What did he see? He saw the great haul of fish that had been brought ashore by him and his companions. Peter had been doing everything that a good fisherman would do, spending all night on the lake, casting out his nets. He was a fisherman. He knew how to be a fisherman. And yet when he comes ashore, Jesus instructs him to go back out and to put his nets down on the other side of the boat to catch a great number of fish. At first, Simon retorts by saying they've been doing this all night, but eventually he comes to an understanding that maybe Jesus knew what he was talking about. So he did, in fact, go out again and put down his nets. Three things happen then that lead to Peter's conversion. He has a great awareness of the fact that God was permeating his whole existence. Scripture tells us that Peter saw this. He saw it, yes, literally with his own eyes, but he was seeing something much deeper. He was beginning to realize that God permeated the whole of his existence, even that small task of fishing, which he knew so well. He saw how God's grace is at work through Jesus, and he's deeply moved interiorly by what he saw. Peter saw God's presence, and realizing God's presence, his response was actually quite perfect. He acknowledges God's presence, and as he does this, he becomes, Scripture tells us, aware of his sinfulness, aware of his shortcomings, aware of those areas in his life that he didn't fully turn over to God. He was aware that he was being called to something more, something deeper. He wasn't caught up in the guilt and shame of sinfulness, but rather more deeply aware of the fact that there were some things in his life that needed his attention, that needed the attention of God, that he needed to turn over to God. This personal miracle moves him to an awareness of his sinfulness, yes. It moves him to an awareness of God permeating his whole life. Peter falls at the knees of Jesus and asks him to depart. It's always a strange thing to walk on holy ground. But Jesus, full of mercy, never departs from Simon Peter. He is aware of the fact that he's unworthy to be in Jesus' presence, but he also manifests conviction through a humble approach, the approach of repentance. Peter is on the verge of having his world shaken. He's being called to something deeper. He's being asked to change. And what does Jesus do? He says, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid." And when the companions brought ashore the haul of fish, we're told they left everything and followed Christ. I think each one of us is called in a similar way to become aware, to become conscious of the fact that God permeates our whole life, our whole being. Realizing that God is in us and with us, working through us to touch the rest of us, we come to a deeper realization that we too are not really worthy of that grace. And yet we are. God created us. God dwells within us. God is all around us. And if we're able to embrace through simple faith the realization that God is within us and that we are called to repentance, we don't get caught up in the shame and guilt of it all, but rather we humble ourselves and acknowledge that while we're unworthy of Christ, we are willing and ready to change, to grow more deeply in the love of Christ. So Jesus' consoling words to Peter are words to us today. Don't be afraid. God is calling us. Let us leave behind everything that gets in the way of our relationship with God and follow after Christ. Where he leads, we don't know the way. It will be difficult. Change always is. But where he leads will bring us to everlasting life. May God bless us today as we align our hearts with the hearts of Christ, we might come to know him more deeply and the presence of God permeating our whole world. Amen.